On the 26th of September 1876, the physician Dr. Georg Barlach, who was working in Schönberg, which is part of the federal state of Mecklenburg, announced his move. In the weekly newspaper of the time, the so-called Weekly Adverts for the Principality of Ratzeburg, it reads, "At the end of this month, I will move my residence from Schönberg to Ratzeburg." This marks the beginning of a relationship between the Barlach family and Ratzeburg that continues to this day. This relationship led to the sculptor, draftsman and writer Ernst Barlach spending the formative years of his childhood here, from 1876 to 1884. In 1928, an autobiography called A Self-Taught Life was published. In it, he describes one of these formative moments as follows. "It may have been one evening when I looked up from a book in the veranda in the full silence of the empty house and deserted garden. The gentle twilight of the summer evening was everywhere. Here I experienced a shock that went through me in an instant and was completely meaningless and irrelevant, and perhaps the most intense experience I have ever had." Barlach also later recalled his school days. In the fall and winter of 1876-77, Ernst Barlach and his brother Hans visited a childcare facility in Ratzeburg. They affectionately called it Aunt Lohmeyer's Play School. It was a childcare facility in the basement of the Bishop's Hostel, directly at the Stone Gate next to Ratzeburg Cathedral. The school is run by the then 70-year-old retired teacher Emilie Lohmeyer. Barlach describes the school with the words, "At Aunt Lohmeyer's, I had nothing else to do but forget my reading." At Easter 1877, he was then enrolled in the preschool class of the Lauenburg School of Education. He attended the school until 1884 and later wrote about one of his teachers there, "An ultra-conservative and merciless schoolmaster who preluded beautifully on the organ early in the morning for devotions, but sometimes went to the lectern without any recognizable ill will to introduce the lesson, took out his cane and started to beat up the whole class." On the 3rd of June 1884, Father Dr. Georg Barlach died of pneumonia and the family gathered in the garden of the family home, known as the Old Father's House. Barlach remembers, "On the afternoon of this sunny June day, we all went into the pipeweed arbor and heard the hour 3 strike from the church tower. Everything else was dead quiet, and my father's 45 years were over." Even though his mother moved back to Schönberg with her 4 children, Ernst Barlach remained attached to his childhood town of Ratzeburg for the rest of his life. In 1911, he wrote from the city Güstrow, "With great fanfare, the Barlach family will be traveling the world to Ratzeburg tomorrow. We returned on Friday. We had windy days and cold weather. Yes, my God, the windy weather is the weather of my gods. When the forests rustle like they did 30 years ago, and the streams murmur as always, a very eerie time rummaging in the past like this." And after a visit together with his brother Hans and his son Nikolaus in 1924, Ernst Barlach states, "I still remember the beautiful days in Ratzeburg." He visited Ratzeburg for the last time at the beginning of November 1937 and wrote to his brother Hans, "Ratzeburg is and remains beautiful." Brother Hans Barlach also states in 1947, "The homesickness for our old home has never left us. It will certainly see us reunited in the life to come." Ernst Barlach finally returned to Ratzeburg on the 28th of October 1938. He had died 4 days earlier in a clinic in Rostock, and he had arranged for his final resting place to be in Ratzeburg, next to his father. Barlach's friend Paul Schurek writes, "On the 28th of October we drove to Ratzeburg. Ernst Barlach was to be buried. there where he had spent the best part of his childhood. This is where he wanted to lie. That was his last wish, here in the quiet little town where hardly anyone knew him, where nobody knew how happily the child Ernst Barlach had once played in the little house next to the church on the market square. Schurig describes the atmosphere at the funeral as follows. The land above the lakes lay in thick autumn fog. Our car slowly made its way through it. When we reached Ratzeburg's quiet streets, the ringing of bells showed us the way to the cemetery on the heights. Barely 50 people were gathered in front of the small chapel. Some painters, a few writers, a museum director, an art dealer, an actor, and some unknown friends. A bunch of faithful, no official among them, no famous man. Probably, like the deceased, would have liked it. Then he was carried through the billowing mist, the large brown coffin, far too big for the small body. As the coffin swayed down into the pit, the sun broke through the mist and built a radiant dome in the sky.